Antennas and towers are being built across the country due to cell phones and the congressional mandate to provide access for digital television. The Fish and Wildlife Service estimates these communication towers are responsible for killing between 4 and 40 million birds a year. A coalition of conservation groups is ready to sue to protect the birds. From Greenville, Alabama, NPR's Melanie Peoples reports.
The southern Gulf Coast of the United States is a popular gathering place for migrating birds. It's the last stop in the fall for the millions of birds who cross the Gulf of Mexico to winter in Central and South America. Charles Kennedy lives in the coastal floodplain of Alabama and spends a lot of time watching birds both on the coast and in his own woodland backyard. He tries to coax a few out of the bushes.
You make an effort there to make the sound or mimic the sound of an excited or distressed bird, and the other guys in the neighborhood will come around to see what's going on.
Kennedy's noticed how many new communication towers have been going up. There are now 20 towers within 5 miles of his house, and he's concerned. He knows that when birds are migrating in bad weather, they tend to fly lower, trying to get under the clouds. This puts them at risk of running into the lighted towers, like moths to a flame.
When you have a low cloud cover, a lighted tower, then you have droplets of water in the clouds that actually reflect the light. And when they get in there and get in that halo of light, they just can't figure out how to get out. And they fly around and either till they exhaust themselves or manage to escape or run into something and kill themselves.
5 years ago, a flock of 10,000 Lapland longspurs did just that at a tower site in Kansas. Some collided with each other, some ran into the guy wires attached to the tower, and others were so confused they flew full force into the ground, impaling themselves on wheat stubble in the fields. There are similar stories in Wisconsin and Florida. Over a 30-year period in Wisconsin, 121,000 birds died at a tower in Eau Claire, 12,000 of them in one night. And in Florida, over 25 years, 44,000 birds died at a single TV tower. In 1998, environmentalists and telecommunications agencies started meeting to address the problem, but nothing much has come out of that, which angers Kennedy and the American Bird Conservancy's Gerald Weingrad.
Unfortunately, we're at the position now where we have jawboned for over 4 years unsuccessfully, and we believe that litigation is the only route to follow to let a federal judge force them to do what they should be doing, and that is, when they construct these towers, make sure they're not killing birds.
Weingrad is especially frustrated since there are around 100,000 towers across the country, more than half of them lit, with around 10,000 new towers springing up each year. The ABC and two other conservation groups, Friends of the Earth and the Forest Conservation Council, are preparing a lawsuit that would force the Federal Communications Commission to stop permitting new towers on the Gulf Coast until they start considering the needs of migratory birds. But the FCC isn't convinced there is a problem.
We really don't know at this point.
Jeffrey Steinberg is the deputy chief of the Commercial Wireless Division at the FCC.
Certainly, if the question is, does a bird ever fly into a tower, the answer is yes. That's a trivial question. And there's anecdotal evidence that under certain circumstances, towers have killed significant numbers of birds. But we have no idea really at this point how significant a problem it is, how often it happens, what factors contribute to it. There's just a real lack of research out there right now.
The communications industry that relies on these towers wants more research too, but no one is funding it, not even Congress so far. The problem might be as easy to solve as changing the light bulb at the top of the tower from a red beacon to a white strobe.
Studies have shown that white strobe lighting seems to be the least attractive to night-migrating songbirds.
Al Manville is a biologist for the United States Fish and Wildlife Service. He points to research scientists have done with the red lights on towers.
We've seen in a few studies that have been done where the birds were attracted to the lighting and then the lighting was actually turned out on the towers, the incandescent red lights. The birds continued on their migrations north or south, whatever direction they were going. And then when the lights were turned back on, the birds were attracted again to the lighting.
Switching to a white strobe light is one of the recommendations of the Fish and Wildlife Service. Other recommendations are building towers without guy wires and putting antennas on existing structures instead of building new towers. But the agency can't force anyone to follow those guidelines. The three environmental groups bringing the lawsuit hope to change that, as does Charles Kennedy back in Alabama.
30, 40, 50 years ago when they put up the first tall towers, I don't think anybody that did that purposely set out to kill birds. They just didn't think about it. Well, it's time to start thinking about it.
Birdwatchers say if something isn't done, the songbird population, which includes several species already in trouble, will continue to decline. Melanie Peoples, NPR News, Greenville, Alabama.